Are you going to get replaced by artificial intelligence? The answer is probably. Am I going to get replaced by artificial intelligence? No, not yet. What we're talking about today is the fact that I'm going to be at LuxPack New York next week talking about artificial intelligence and packaging design. I'm going to be on stage on May 10th with Liz Morris, who is the director and operations leader at Anthesis Group. We're also going to be on stage with Lisa Russick McDonough, who's a friend of the show. She's been on the podcast a few times. She's the director of print production at Coty. We're talking about the opportunities that artificial intelligence delivers to brands for sustainability, brands for creativity, and how you can deploy AI in your workflow to be more efficient. Why does this matter? Well, it matters because there are companies out there today that are using AI in their everyday workflow. It's making them more efficient, faster, generate more concepts that you can. And on the back end, they're using a lot of AI to help make their back-end processes, ordering, supply chain, trend forecasting, delivery, even that much more efficient, which means that much more competitive than you are. So again, can artificial intelligence replace you? Probably. One of the things that we're also going to get into, all the different people that it can replace. Who can it replace? It can replace sales associates, the people that interact with consumers at the register, at the cash wrap. They can be replaced by AI. Don't believe me? I go to the grocery store every day. And when I do, I check out through self-checkout. They've got 10 self-checkout lanes and there's one person managing all of them. You go through, you scan your items, you bag them yourself, and you walk out of the store. That's replaced at least 10 people. Then graphic designers, there's people that are using AI, people on Fiverr that are using Midjourney to create concepts, designs, logos, all sorts of stuff. That's replacing people. Marketing strategists. You can use ChatGPT to build out your own marketing strategy and have it ask questions and kind of dig in. Is it perfect? No, but it gets you further than you were before. So if you are a poorly performing brand, local mom and pop shop, and you start deploying marketing strategies from ChatGPT, it'll make you a less poor performing brand, right? It'll help you. It'll help increase your sales. Not like you're working with some major agency, but it's going to be a lot better than what you're doing now. So it can replace some of these companies. Some of these people wouldn't even pay for a real company anyway. So is it replacing somebody? Maybe not, but possibly. Copywriters, executive directors. Can you believe there's a company in China that's replaced its executive staff with AI? It's even gotten rid of its CEO and all decisions go through AI. And they're making just as much money as they were before. Except the difference is that now they're keeping more of it because they don't have all that payroll. So again, can it replace you? It can. The one place I always say that you can be replaced, that people go, oh, I never even thought of that, or the consumer. The consumer can be replaced. So today I can go to my refrigerator. I can flip on the Bluetooth. It can scan everything that goes in and everything that comes out. It can track how often I replace things, when things are going bad. Can it order food for me? No, not yet. But if you remember, Amazon had these little smart buttons that you could put all over your house for like laundry detergent, for dishwasher liquid, for milk, for like just a variety of different products. When you were running low on detergent, you push the button, it automatically ordered it, it showed up at your house the next day. If you connect those two things where my refrigerator knows that I'm running out of a product, why can't it just order it directly? Amazon would then deliver it, or the grocery store would deliver it. And if we take another step further, as long as you're using like a Google Home or some type of digital entry into your home, they can actually bring the product into your home. They can open your garage, deliver big products in there. They can open your front door and put the food into your refrigerator. So what does that mean? My refrigerator would be able to order from the grocery store. The grocery store would be able to deliver it to my house and put it in my refrigerator. At no point have I even asked for more milk to be put in there. The refrigerator is doing it all on its own. I, as the consumer, have been eliminated from that complete process and transaction. Not only can the design side be replaced, but the consumer side can be replaced. So you have to think, how can I design for a refrigerator? What is that refrigerator looking for? Is it color? Is it design? Is it clearer barcodes, clearer QR codes? There's so many things that can change and will be changing. And you've got to think about, not necessarily today, but to have your mind on it for the future. Like, where are things going? How can this evolve? How can this devolve? Go to LuxPack New York, go to their website, get a ticket, come. Much we on May 10th, we're going to be talking about all these different things. There's a lot of stuff I'm going to share. So I'm going to show examples of how to create marketing campaigns in just minutes that you can test really quick through social. You know, we're going to build out product. We're going to have a landing page. We're going to be able to have an increasing price. So every time, you know, you put a product on, you can put a price tag on it, say it's $19.95. every time somebody pre-orders it at $19.95, if you get 100 of those, the price bumps up to $25.95 until you get another 100. And then it bumps up again until it starts slowing down. And then you can determine, like, really, what's that price range that people are willing to pay for this product? All those sales can be returned as long as you've got like a small segment of your consumers that you're targeting and you're testing. Give them some kind of discount for the work that they did and testing this. But as long as people are willing to pay and actually swipe a card and show that they're willing to pay for this product, you know where that price point needs to be. Because it's always hard to increase the price once it's out on the market. It's never hard to decrease it. So those are ways that you can use AI today to actually build out full products. Then we can also talk about even just testing new products, new designs, right? Taking your current packaging, maybe you're making a slight change, adding a texture, adding a color. Is that going to increase sales? What's that going to do to your marketing team? Like, how can they market around this product and being able to interact with your consumers quickly and on the platforms that they are on today, right? Get immediate feedback from them. We're going to talk about how, like, Terry Campbell, who, again, he's another friend of the show. He's been on the show talking about AI. You can follow him at terrystudios.com. He's generating backgrounds, kitchens, fully fleshed out, amazing looking kitchens in Midjourney. And then he's photographing product, putting it together in Photoshop versus styling an entire kitchen, you know, going through all the work, polishing all the silverware, polishing everything in the kitchen to be perfect for a shot when you can actually just build it, shoot it, place it. I'm going to show some examples of what he's done. He's even doing like backgrounds and watercolors, like a kitchen scene in a watercolor and then placing product in there. And there's so many options that you can use that you can actually do all of these at the same time in hours versus days. Put them on social, put them on your Instagrams, put them on your LinkedIn, get feedback instantly. And for some of these really quick one and done type of marketing campaigns that, you know, require a lot of content, this is a great way to do it. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about some of the stuff that NVIDIA is doing. You know, NVIDIA, you can put an image, say you can take a picture of my face, put it in there like this, just like a 3/4 view, and it'll allow you to rotate it completely and it looks seamless and perfect. It'll fill in all the gaps. It can adjust the way that the person looks. It can adjust a smile. It can adjust the glint, the reflection of the light. There's so many things that it can do. That particular example doesn't necessarily apply to packaging today, but if I draw a sketch of packaging and I can do it in a 3/4 view, I can throw it into this app and then start rotating it. That saves me the time of having to actually build it in 3D, right? Can I take a Photoshopped image of a pack that I can't rotate because it's just a JPEG, drop it in here, and now I can rotate it, right? Like, how can it make me more efficient? How can it save me the time to get the concept across to the client to approve before it moves forward? We're going to talk about Packdora, packdora.com. These guys are doing some amazing stuff. I'm going to talk about what they're doing in China. They've got a completely different app in China than they do across the rest of the world. What they're doing is you can actually layer out your file in Packdora on the dialine, right? It generates the dialines for you. You place your file, production ready, in there. And let's say you've got a small box, but now you also have to put a bag with the same artwork. And maybe you got to do a mailer, and maybe you need to do a bottle. You can pick all those products, pick all the sizes for it. And in second, it'll take that artwork production ready file, apply it to everything, and it's ready to go. You'll have a production ready file for a bottle. You have a production ready file for a mailer. It's all done in seconds using AI. Now, is it going to be perfect? Probably not. It'll probably be like 80% of the way there. Everything's going to be layered appropriately. We need to go back in, check the positioning of your text, maybe check the size of the barcode for legibility, for readability. Maybe you want a larger logo because it's scaling it based on proportions. But these are things that you're now having to just do quick adjustments to versus relaying in every single thing and making all those decisions. We're going to talk about trend spotting. One of the things that happens in packaging is like you're always looking for what's the next trend. Same thing that happens in fashion, right? So if we look to fashion, we'll kind of see where the direction is going. Some of those trends will bleed into packaging. But I'm going to show examples of how I built TrendGPT, which is basically an aggregator of trends. It goes out, it scours the web, socials for what people are talking about in fashion and packaging. It's going to go out and pull all the information. It's going to parse through the data. It's going to then come back to me and give me like a top 10 list every week. These are the trends that we're seeing. Sustainable boards, seaweed-based packaging, different colors, different terminology that's being used in packaging and in sales and marketing. Like all these trends are going to bubble up to the top, be delivered to me every week by artificial intelligence. That would take somebody or a team of people a week just to gather that information and parse through it.
I don't think it means what you think it means.
This happens instantly and it delivers it to me however frequently I want it to. I obviously don't want to be overwhelmed with a bunch of information, but I want it to deliver, you know, gather it every day and condense it into just bullet points. Here's the top things that you need to see. After a month, after 6 months, I can put that information back into it and it'll be able to tell me, this is kind of where the trends are going. Here's how we see the next 6 months developing based on this trajectory that we've built out over the last 6 months. It's all about data. You can be super specific. What are the trends in New York? What are the trends in North America? What are the trends in Canada? What are the trends between Italy and France? You can do comparison. There's so many things that can happen. And again, people feel like AI is this thing that's going to take over. Well, it is. But the crazy thing is we're already living with it. If you've got a phone, if you've ever used Siri, if you've ever used Alexa, if you've ever used Google Search, there's AI built into all of that stuff. You know, when you type in a partial word into Google and it fills it in, that's predictive text. That's artificial intelligence. It's predicting what you as a human is going to ask. What are you going to ask? If we look at Amazon, if you look at the Amazon Go stores, you walk in, grab product, walk out, never interact with a person. That is AI, right? There are cameras there that track you using the vision technology. They automated the entire shopping experience. No cashiers, lower labor costs, and it got rid of all the friction. Now, what's the friction? Humans. Humans are the friction. You know, the people that were there talking to you, asking you questions, checking you out at the cash wrap, they got rid of that. You walk in, you walk out. How smooth and seamless is that? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about sustainability in terms of like how to reduce your carbon footprint, how to choose different manufacturers, how it helps you do that, how it helps you select the right manufacturers based on the data that's out there. Of course, everything that it's pulling from is data that's out there. And like, you know, today there's a lot of misinformation out there. So that means that it's actually pulling information from areas that may not be correct. So as a human, you still are responsible for reviewing the responses, you know, cross-checking, making sure that things are correct, making sure that it's not using false data, making sure that it's not picking a manufacturer that's greenwashing because it couldn't dig deep enough to find out that that was greenwashing. Although it does a pretty good job of it, it's going to talk to you, you know, it's going to be able to deliver that information. We're going to talk about design optimization, predictive analytics, route optimization for delivery, and even consumer education, like all these different areas that it can help and make your brand more sustainable and more creative. It's crazy. So what I want you to do is go to LuxPack if you're able to, May 10th. The following week, I'll be in Milan at Packaging Premier Milan speaking about the same thing. This is how important this is to packaging. Is that I'm traveling around the planet. I've been to China. I'll be in New York. I'll be in Milan. And this is the same thing we're talking about is artificial intelligence and packaging design. So if you're waiting, if you're afraid, if you're sitting on the sidelines because you don't want to get in because you're afraid you're going to be left behind, I am going out and I'm speaking because at this point, I'm an expert in this area. And I'm not the one saying this. People are actually having me travel to teach them this. I'm walking, you know, I'm going into agencies, helping these agencies, big name agencies that I'm super excited to work with, going in and teaching them how to do all of this stuff. The reason is everybody is afraid to get involved. They're afraid that they're going to end up having to lay people off. They're afraid that by using AI in their design process, they're going to have to charge less. They're afraid of so many things. But until you actually crack open AI and start using it, you'll realize there's less to be afraid of and more to be excited about. So go to LuxPack, go to Packaging Premier. If you're not able to visit me at either of these, keep listening to the podcast because I will repost some of that information here and share it so that you can watch it on YouTube. You can watch it on Spotify. You can listen to it on Apple or just reach out to me via LinkedIn. Let's do something so that you can push your business forward using AI without being afraid of what's going to happen. I would be more afraid of what's going to happen if you don't. All right. I appreciate you. Do me a favor. We've got a contract. It's called the Packaging Pact. You've listened to this. As part of the Packaging Pact, it means that you have to pay to listen to this information. if you've learned anything, if you have built your network off of this, if there's anything that I've ever shared that you were like, wow, I didn't know that before, then what you have to do, what you've got to pay is you've got to go over to YouTube. And if you're already here at YouTube, amazing. You need to go down and click subscribe to this channel. Right, we're trying to build this channel up so that we can share more information, bring more guests on, teach you more in terms of what's happening in packaging today and how it's going to change packaging tomorrow. That's it. Thanks so much. That's the pod. I'll see you.